Maroon 5 Daylight, Brian and Trisha. We are Quixie 98.3. Let's talk about bugs, Amy. Amy Aldendurfer is here from the Hardin County Extension Office. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So I sent you a video last night. I sent it to Trisha also, but she never looks at anything I send her because, quote, you bombard me with garbage all the time. Anyway,
quote? Who said that?
You.
I don't think those are my quotes.
Yes, that was an exact quote. Quote, you send so much stuff, I don't have time for it. Anyway.
You didn't text it to me. If you would have texted it, I would have seen it.
It was late. It was like 11 o'clock at night.
Thank you for not texting it.
I am a good person.
Thank you.
So, Amy Aldendurfer, I sent you a video which you bothered to watch, so thank you.
You're welcome.
In it, there was a narrator, and it was a close-up, like I guess they had a hidden camera inside a bee's hive, and a hornet of some sort.
Yes.
Sort? Had come into the bee's hive.
Right.
And he was like, so, just checking things out. And they were all like, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. And he gobbled up one of the bees and started trying to eat it, and that's when the fight was on. It was a melee. It was a Donnybrook.
Yeah. It's a pile-on.
So they ganged up on this thing, held it down, and started flapping their wings. I thought they were stinging it to death.
No.
No, the narrator explained they were just swarming it and smothering it and heating it up. What is that, and is that a real thing?
It is a real thing, and that's how bees protect their hive from invaders.
So what were they doing, and what happened?
They really were. Bees flap their wings to keep the hive warm in the wintertime, and they do that as a defense mechanism for those hornets, because hornets are meat eaters and they'll eat the bees.
So they literally cooked this thing inside their hive by raising its body temperature.
Yeah, it's like having a fever. Yes.
That's
crazy. If you're human and your fever goes too high, you will cook your brain. So they do the same thing with the other insects.
That's awesome.
So I'm watching it now. A little better late than never. So it is pretty intense. I mean, sure. I don't even, like 1,000 bees on there going after that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they took care of business, though.
And they just cooked it in its own juices.
Right.
Wow.
In its own little exoskeleton.
Huh.
Now, what happens
Mother
at
Nature
that
is
point?
Cruel.
Do they drag it out and kick it out of
they
the
do.
Nest?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They expel it from the nest, yeah.
They're like, get out of here.
Yep.
Shoot.
Is that like a warning to the others to stay away?
I don't know. But yeah, I would stay away at that point.
If I see
dead carcass on the front steps of the beehive.
We know what happened to that one.
Look what happened to Jerry. Don't go in there.
Watch out. They're kind of angry.
All right.
So I also saw recently a bunch of different people are posting pictures of what I guess I would commonly call bagworms. I don't know what they really are, but it's like a triangle of white, and it's full of some kind of,
looks like a big giant spider web in the tree,
kind of
like a ball of spider web,
but instead of being full of spiders, it's full of what looks kind of like caterpillars.
They are caterpillars. They are the eastern tent caterpillar, and they will eat the leaves off of your tree.
So these are not a good thing.
These are not a good thing. No. And they turn into a little tiny brown moth, which is not like a pretty butterfly that we would want. So yeah, they're pretty destructive. And
so it's
this
not
year,
a pollinator, it's not something we want.
No. No. It's destructive.
So what do we do with them?
Oh, the easiest
fire.
Thing. No, don't fire. No fire. First of all, we might be in a fire ban because it's been dry lately.
I was joking. Okay, come on.
No, I get that all the time.
What you do is you get a bunch of bees and you let them smother it.
You take a stick in the evening when they're all back into their nest after the day's eating, and you take a stick and you swirl them on a stick like
cotton candy?
Like cotton candy.
And then
like Shrek
it.
Did in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And then you just throw them away.
Throw them away?
In a fire.
Yeah. Okay. No, in the trash can. What is with you and fire today?
I'm being helpful.
Yeah, not really.
So literally.
So are they empty
so
at that
literally
point?
Literally
Shrek back in
was
there?
Showing you how to get rid of these?
No.
So literally Shrek was accurate.
Yeah, he was pretty accurate. But he was using spider webs. We're using the silk from the
So
the
you just take a stick, swirl it around, pull them off, and then you throw it away.
Yeah,
you're done.
Just throwing the homes away.
Yeah. You collect them in their little silk nest, and you throw them away.
So, but are the caterpillars still in there?
Yeah, the caterpillars are in the
nest. So you're throwing them in your trash can.
Sure.
And then they're just going to live in the trash
They probably won't. Put them in a plastic bag.
Okay.
And put them in the trash.
Again, it's all about the smothering.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that way you don't have to spray anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can spray. If you've got nests that are higher than you can reach, a good BT product will take care of them, which is...
Dumb question.
Sure.
Maybe you have a morning show radio partner who has chickens. Would chickens like to eat them?
Absolutely. So they will probably... Okay. You could throw them in the chickens.
In the chicken coop. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, my stink bugs, like my stink bugs, stink bugs, I threw one in the chicken run.
They don't want that.
It ate it.
Oh, you're kidding. They'll eat them.
I was like, this is the easiest way to take care of stink bugs. Well, maybe not easy. I've got to, to have the effort. At least I'm not killing them, though, and I'm not stinking up the place.
Well, true. So you're not squishing them.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, I'm not making the smell.
Yes.
So I just put them in a little container, like scooted it out into the
And that's why chickens. Chicken eggs smell so bad.
Now they got stink bugs.
Yeah, they got stink bug juice in
it. It took care of it, though. Yeah. I was happy. So
I'm fascinated chicken. Every time I talk to you. It's Amy Aldendurfer from the Hardin County Extension Office. Look out for Eastern tent caterpillars. And hornets will get smothered to death by bees if they go in the nest. So, yeah, thanks for coming and talking to us this morning.
No problem.
We are Quixie 98.3.